I'm Suzanne Redman. On the Left Brain Artist Podcast, I will bring you weekly interviews with artists who are actively creating art and actively selling their art. Of course, I've chosen these artists because of the quality of their artwork, but I've also chosen them because they have experience showing their work in galleries, stores, festivals, and they have stories to share that can help other artists who want to sell their work. Each week, I will bring you an interview with one of these artists. Later in the week, I'll take one thing we discuss that I think is important to expand upon, one thing that they've done to increase their business. They have success doing this one thing, and I want to share that success with you. When I spoke with ceramic artist Barbara Powell, she talked about how she approaches galleries about showing her work. Galleries, either independent or co-op, museum gift shops, and retail businesses are all great venues to show and sell your artwork. Let me first talk about how you find the place that will be a good fit for you and your artwork. The first thing is to visit the space. I don't recommend you Googling art galleries in your area and just emailing all of them. You have to visit them. You need to see the place so you can judge if your artwork would be a good fit there. If you are a ceramic artist like Barbara, it would be a waste of your time to approach a gallery that only displays 2D work. You also have to look at the style of the work. Will your art fit with a gallery that features realistic photographs? Or how about Japanese anime prints? Look not just at the type of art and its style, but look at its price point. Will your artwork fit with a space that sells items under $200 or over $1,000? The price point of its current inventory will indicate to you the clientele that will come to the gallery. And then the next step, you need to talk to the artists about their experience showing at the gallery. They will be able to tell you how the gallery handles sales and what is the commission that they keep. They'll also be able to tell you how it has been working with the gallery manager. You'll want to work with someone who is timely with returning phone calls and emails. How was it when they delivered their artwork to the gallery? Was the gallery manager present to oversee the placement and hanging of your artwork? In some informal spaces, such as a coffee shop or restaurant, the artist is expected to place and hang their own art. That's not always a bad thing, so you should know the proper way to hang a show that will best showcase your work. It'll look pleasing to the eye and will be safe from accidental damage. Sometimes the shop owner doesn't think about things like heavy foot traffic or the possibility of food or drink being placed too close to your art. This is especially true when we're talking about 3D art, such as sculpture or pottery. You need to find out if the gallery will provide shelves or pedestals, and will they be placed so that they are sturdy and safe, and will adequately protect your art during the time of the show, and also during a crowded reception. And speaking of the artist reception, will the gallery be hosting one? Will it be near the beginning of your show? Will it provide drinks and small food items? How will they advertise both the show and the reception? Of course, you'll want to share the details of the show with all of your contacts, especially your collectors. You may even want to create your own postcard that you can send to people. But how will the gallery market it? How large is their contact list? Will they send something to every contact, and how will they do it? If you can, attend an opening reception at the gallery. This will give you an idea of the kind of turnout and what the gallery does to keep them there. Are all of the art pieces clearly labeled with the title, medium, measurements, and price? Is the artist's name prominently displayed in multiple spots throughout the gallery? Does the gallery play music at the reception, and is it a volume level that is reasonable for conversation? All of these questions can be answered by someone who has exhibited their artwork there in the past. But what if you can't find one of its previous artists to talk to? Should you still pursue this gallery? Absolutely, of course you should, if you think it's a gallery where your art would fit. You can approach a gallery owner if a few things are true. One, you've determined that your artwork is a good fit. Two, you know the name of the gallery owner or manager so that you can direct your inquiry to the right person. And three, you've made an initial contact with the gallery owner. Initial contact can mean visiting the gallery a few times. It can mean going to a reception and literally speaking to the gallerist. I don't mean just blurting out to them, hey, I'm an artist, can I show my work here? No, I mean having a conversation. Ask them about their artists and where they find them. Ask them how long the artists have been with the gallery. How often do they change out the art? Don't grill them, but let them know you're interested. Introduce yourself and give them your card. But you need to realize that they get approached by artists all the time, so having a real conversation about the art that is hanging is much better than a one-sentence sales pitch after putting your business card in their hands. If you do have a chance to speak about your artwork to them in person, be prepared with what you will say. Telling them, "I paint in acrylics," says nothing of value. But if you say, "I paint large landscapes that combine images from my hometown with images from my dreams using oils, pastels, and paper," then you've got that person's interest. Practice saying it in different ways until you can get it to flow in a natural manner. Try saying it to a friend who is not in the art business. If they can understand it and they find it interesting, that's a great statement about your art. Now try to elaborate for 10 more minutes and you've got it made. Once you've done all this research and you can enthusiastically and clearly speak about your art, you're ready to contact the gallery. I recommend emailing them, but make sure it is to the point and not too long. Include 3 to 4 high-quality images of your work. When you ask them if you can come by the gallery, tell them you'll bring a couple of pieces for them to see in person and ask if they have any preferences or would like to see others. Once you receive the offer to display in a gallery, you will receive an agreement that you must sign. I wouldn't give my artwork to a gallery if I did not get a written agreement. The agreement should tell you the dates your artwork will be there, how many and which specific pieces, and the percentage of the sale the gallery will take. This percentage will determine your price. If the gallery is taking 50% of the commissions, you need to price your work accordingly so that you will still be making money. The agreement should also state who is liable for damages while your work is at the gallery. You also need to know if you can display your work at other spaces while you're at this gallery. And one more thing, ask them how long it will take for you to get paid from a sale. That's very important. When you finalize an agreement with the gallery, the exact list of all the artwork they are taking from you should be attached to the agreement. That is your gallery inventory, and you should get each piece returned to you or your share of the sales price at the end of the show. It's your responsibility to keep track of your own art, and if the gallery doesn't type up a list of what they are accepting, then you should, and they should sign it. Some artists will sell very well in formal gallery situations. Some artwork is more suited in a retail store, gift shop, or a co-op gallery arrangement. Do your homework and see what will be appropriate for your art. Make an effort to go to artist receptions of all kinds and meet other artists. Talk to them and find out how they have found exhibit opportunities. As I always say, art is great, but not if it's sitting home in your closet. Do the work for your business because your art can't be sold if it's not seen. I'm Suzanne Redman, and this has been the Left Brain Artist Podcast. ¶¶